Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Society Complex. This is your host, Von Lee. This is pretty much just like a bonus episode here, because I do want to kind of speak on this subject a little bit. So I was on TikTok just a little while ago, and I came across this TikTok, and it was basically two white women, or Caucasian women, whatever you want to say, arguing with each other. Now, the first girl, you know, apparently someone said something to her about a TikTok that she had posted. And by the way, there's no affiliation, no sponsor, or anything from TikTok. It's just my own personal experience here. So the girl, you know, she apparently was mad because somebody told her that she couldn't say the word sis. So she goes into this whole rant about how people shouldn't be so upset about white ladies wearing like box braids and saying other black vernacular words, I guess, and things like that. Now the subject, and the other white woman, she was saying, you know, telling her that basically, just because, you know, you sleep with or have sex with black men doesn't give you the right to say these things, and et cetera, et cetera. That's basically what it is. So, of course, that is about women in general, but I'm going to do more of a broad general kind of subject about this. The thing is, one thing that she said in her video, the first girl, was that black women aren't the gatekeepers of the word sis. And, you know, I thought about that for a second. You know, for like 2 seconds, I thought to myself, oh my God, you know what? You can't say that to us, and you shouldn't say that. And it sounded so bad to me. But then after I really, really, really thought about it, I also thought to myself, what is wrong with that? What is wrong with her saying the word sis? You know? I mean, if you really think about it, what? Give me a good reason why she can't. Now, the thing is about it, I know a lot of black people have a problem with white people copying or quote unquote stealing things from our culture and things like that. Now, me on personally, some of the stuff, I really, I'm gonna be honest with you, I really just don't care. And I'm a black woman. I mean, I really don't. Because at the end of the day, sometimes, and that's up to a certain point, I will say. So just hear me out. Just hear me out on this. Up to a certain point, I really don't care. Because I think sometimes we get it confused a little bit. Not all the time. Sometimes we get it perfectly right. But sometimes we do get a little confused here. Because there's a difference between someone doing the same thing, I guess you want to call it, as we are doing. So we want to say, like getting weave or wearing wigs or having locks, or using some of the terms that we use, even down to some people, you know, talk about the way we dress and the way they dress, like say they steal it from us and things like that. And I want to know, how is that stealing if they're not doing it in a way that's saying, we're going to take this from you and we're going to make it better, because when you were doing it, it's not the same, so we're going to make it better. If they're not doing that, then tell me what is the harm in that. Because to me, if I'm doing something and somebody, I don't care what race, culture, gender, sex, whatever, if they're going to take something I did and they're going to do it, you know, and they show me my respect and they give me my props, they give me my flowers, then that's, I don't see what the problem is right there. You know, like, what is the problem with that? Now, I will say this, once you get to a point where you feel like you're gonna copy us, or copy anybody. It's just for anybody, really. I don't know if it's black, white. I don't really care which way it goes. If you're going to take something from someone and copy it and try to make it like you just found it or you just discovered this and you have made it into this thing or you've made it better, then obviously that's a problem. But some of this other little petty stuff, I think we have bigger things to worry about than that. I really do. I think the world, the nation as a whole right now, has other things to worry about other than that. And yes, I know some of you are going to say, well, the small things add up to the big things, yada, yada, yada. Yes, I know that. But what I'm saying is, sometimes we have to know the difference between those things. You know what I mean? And especially, I'm not going to say anything to anybody about anything, especially if it's not involving no money, a reputation, or something like that. Because at the end of the day, I'm not worried about some white girl here that has some box braids. I mean, if she look good in the box braids, girl, do you. Have a nice day. But, like I said, it's all in how you do things. Because then you do have certain people that will come out and they'll say, well, you know, this is why black men like white women, because we do it better, et cetera, et cetera. And see, that's where you know, a problem comes in. But if that's not going on, then you can't pick on everything about everybody. Because if that's the case, then black people have stolen some things from white people. If that's the case, I'm just saying, if you weren't born with blonde hair, but you put on a blonde wig, and you want to be, I'm not talking about golden blonde, I'm talking about blonde, if that's what you want to do, then you think about that. Where did that come from? Unless you were born with it. I'm not talking about the people that were born with it. That's, you know, I'm just saying, or we get blue contacts in our eyes. And that's not to say black people don't have blue eyes, because there are some. I'm talking about when you put them in and you do, you know, are we straightening our hair out and things like that? Is that the same thing as what they're doing? Because that's some, you know, I mean, that's just being honest. You see a lot of young white ladies with their hair nice and straight and things like that. That's their thing. Some of them, not all of it, not everybody. So is that the same thing? Because if that's the case, I'm just saying, just think about that. Hear me out. Think about it. Because like I said, I know, and this is going to be hard for a lot of people to hear, but there, some things like that, we just don't own them. We don't. And this goes for anybody, any race. Certain things, like I said, yes, they do come with our culture. But as far as words, phrases, hairstyles, I'm sorry, that's my culture is better than that. I think we're worth more than that. I think we're worth more than a hairstyle. We are worth more than the words we say. We are worth more than our fashion. Like I said, and that goes for any race, anybody. You are worth more than those things. So I'm not going to fight someone over those things. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm going to move on with my life. And I'm going to get it how I get it. And I'm going to move on. Because at the end of the day, I cannot sit here. And we cannot sit here and fight all those battles. We need to fight the battles that matter. We need to fight for justice. We need to, you know, we need to be on the more political front than anything. I'm talking about right down to policemen, congresswomen, congressmen, representatives for our states, our communities, governors, mayors, you know, sitting on these committees, organizing, and things like that. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with, you know, marching and protesting and things like that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But what I'm saying is, when we put a committee together, and this goes for anybody, not just black people, this goes for anybody. I don't care if you're in a poor white neighborhood and you feel like, you know, the government is missing poor white people. The thing is, you need to put something together so where you can go and talk to who you need to talk to about what needs to be done. I'm talking about putting committees together. a committee, a group of people together to go and do those things. Like I said, so I'm not worried about any, I'm not worried about if a white man or a white woman has locks. I'm not worried about if a black person has blue eyes, blonde hair, wigs, whatever. I'm not worried about if the white lady at the hair salon is putting in tracks or putting in fake hair on some white lady's head. I'm not concerned about that. I'm really not, because that right there, that doesn't have anything to do with these police killings. That doesn't have anything to do with mental health in the black community. That doesn't have anything to do with that. I'm sorry, it doesn't. And we need to worry. You know what we need to worry about? What we have going on, what we are doing. We need to worry about how we're going to keep each other out of jail, how we're going to stop breaking up families, how we're going to stop downing each other. That goes for black people, that goes for anybody, that goes for women to women, always downing each other, talking about each other. That goes for black people talking about each other, the white people talking about each other. That goes for everybody. That's what you need to be worried about. You need to worry about how are we going to come together to fight what's really going on in the world right now. I mean, we're dealing with a whole pandemic, and y'all on TikTok talking about how a white girl can't say sis. What kind of sense does that make? What kind of sense does that make? I mean, right now, we got a lot of other things going on. We need to be worried about whether we feel comfortable taking off all these masks in all these different states. Are we there yet, even with the COVID vaccines? Are we there? That's what we need to be worried about. We need to be worried about all these voter suppression laws coming out. And some of them is not just towards black people. That's towards poor people. I'm just saying, if you want to get real about it, that's what we need to be worried about. I'm not going to worry about some white man or white woman next to me that's feeling that wearing a pair of Jordans or Kobe's or whatever you want to call it, LeBron's, whatever. Who cares? It's a shoe. It's a hairstyle. Who cares? Move on. Let's fight another fight. Let's fight another fight. Because you know what it does sometimes? Like I told you at the beginning of this podcast, when I was talking about the TikToks, it really also made me think about something else. It made me think about the fact that I also feel as a black woman or black person in general, person of color, I felt pressured to be upset about that. And I know a lot of you might not understand that right now, but I really would take a few minutes to think about it, or, you know, whatever you got to do. I know that sounds crazy, but if you also really just think about it legitimately, also when we do things like this, it makes other people feel pressure to feel that. You get what I'm saying? Like, it makes you feel pressure to not like it, because that's what your community is putting out, that these are things that you shouldn't like. But I caution everyone against those kind of things, because number one, like I've said plenty of times here on Society Complex, I encourage everyone to think for themselves. I don't care what color you are, I don't care what gender you are, I don't care what sex you are, I don't care what culture you are, I don't care where you came from, I don't care if you're rich, you're poor, I really don't care. I don't care if you got one follower on all your social medias, I don't care if you're living on the street, sleeping on the park bench. I encourage you to think for yourself. Not what everybody tells you. I encourage you to go do research about things. Think for yourself. Like I said, sometimes we do that to each other. Make each other feel bad that we don't feel the same way as the rest of the community. But you also have to think about this. With different communities comes different personalities and different mindsets. Because I'm all about a mindset. That's why some people are not going to understand what I'm even saying right now, because your mindset is not the same as mine, you know, and you don't have a thing where you can transition or you can even think about it, because your mindset is only to believe this one thing. But there's more than one thing out here. There's more than one opinion. There's more than one mindset. There's more than one way to think about things. And sometimes it would behoove us to think about things in more than one way. Maybe we should think about all three sides. My side, your side, and the truth. Or my side, your side, and the other person that's standing there. Or whatever the case may be. Or, you know, if religion's your thing, my side, your side, and God. My side, your side, and whoever you pray to. Or meditate to, or talk to, whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. I don't know. Some of y'all might talk to yourself in the mirror. I don't know. But I'm just saying, sometimes you got to think about something other than how you feel. Maybe the key to these type of things is actually thinking about how the other person might feel. And have you ever thought about maybe sometimes that some people just don't understand certain things? And while we're showing hate, and while we're showing anger, and yelling and screaming and burning things down, or arguing back and forth, have you ever thought to maybe educate that other person in the argument or the debate that you're having? Have you ever thought about that? Maybe just trying to educate them on what's going on in your mind. Because there's no reason to think that, number one, that everybody is going to agree on everything. Because it can't happen. I mean, for heaven's sake, they don't even agree in politics. So, I mean, Jesus Christ, they couldn't even figure out whether they're going to take the mask, drop the mask. You know, 6 feet, no 6 feet. They don't even know what they would. You know? So, I'm just saying, have you ever thought about that? I'm just saying, the next time you want to get into an argument or debate about something on social media or something, you know, maybe just think about that. Or maybe think about asking some questions about certain things. Ask them some questions. Why did they feel like that? What made you feel like that? At one point in your life, did somebody tell you this thing, this certain thing, to make you feel this way towards me? Or what can I do to help you understand what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Because sometimes you cannot fight anger with anger, fire and fire. No. Sometimes you have to fight anger with love. And sometimes you got to fight fire with baking soda. And not water on grease. Making a grease fire. Right? So look, we're going to take us a quick break. We'll be right back here on Society Complex. Please don't forget to follow me on social media. You can find me on Twitter at SocietyComplex1. You can find me on Instagram at Society_Complex. And you can find me also on Facebook at Society Complex. Or you can type in at SocietyComplex1. It'll pop right up. Or you can send me an email at SocietyComplex10@gmail.com. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, so we are back here on Society Complex, and thank you for staying tuned with your host, Von Lee. And right now, we're talking about cultural appropriation, we're talking about race, talking about gender, we're talking about a lot of things right now. But look, I want to go back to something. Remember when I was just telling you before the break, I was talking about how I felt pressured to be upset about what I was reading and hearing on TikTok. I want to talk about that for a brief moment. So, like I said, to me, that is sometimes a problem with a lot of different things, a lot of different cultures. Make you feel pressure to also feel hate towards someone else, or to also feel like you have to have this certain opinion of this certain thing. You know, and of course the subject we're talking about right now is African Americans feeling like their stuff is being stolen by Caucasian and other races. Because I hear a lot of people saying that Asian people stole our thing too. Now, like I said, it's really sometimes this pressure can really disrupt a lot of things. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if I'm feeling pressure to not like this or not like that, or not deal with this certain kind of people, or not do this, or not, you know, sometimes, you know what that can get you? That can get you, or other people, to miss out on opportunities, money, friendships, love, having a partner, being married, having kids, stuff like that, because I'm feeling the pressure as though I can't do these things. It's like when people talk about, you know, black people shouldn't date outside their race. We should keep it black, keep it black, keep it black, keep it black. You think about that. You know, sometimes you, it's a pressure for that. Because say, you know, I'm attracted to a white person or an Asian person or a Native American person, Italian person. Because, you know, Italian is not white. I mean, that's a person of color also, just in case you didn't know that. Sorry, but it is. Or a Hispanic, Latino, Latinx person. But I feel so much pressure when I meet somebody and I know I like them. I say, you know what, I might love them. But I feel like, you know, my community or my family's not going to accept me because they say I should only date inside my race. That's putting pressure on somebody. And I'm not saying, you know, obviously, you're welcome to believe whatever you want to believe. But what I'm also saying is sometimes you got to think about what you're saying and what you're doing and other people. You know, you're putting pressure to say this and say that. And sometimes you're saying it and you don't even know what you're talking about. Because you haven't done your research. You haven't got yourself educated. You're just repeating what someone else said. So how do you know that you believe it if you're just repeating what someone else said? That's crazy. Like I said, I really had to catch myself because I don't think like that. My mindset is not like that. My mindset is not there. You know, my mindset is on focus on being successful. My mindset is focused on having generational wealth what's inside my family. My immediate family, my outside family, my friends, my family, the people that I love. That's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on being healthy. I'm focused on trying to get through COVID-19 pandemic without having a panic attack every other day. Should I put my mask on? Should I not put it on? How many times have I washed my hands today? Did I touch the door? Did I touch somebody? Did somebody rub up against me? That's what I'm thinking about. I'm sorry. That's what my mindset is. And my mindset is also on organizing. My mindset is also on what am I going to do to combat what's going on right now in the world. That's what I'm focused on. But my focus is on the way to do that. It's not by putting pressure on somebody to do something that they don't necessarily believe in, but they feel like they have to do it because we look the same. No, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not going to do that. What I am going to do is listen to someone else, to their opinion, or what facts as they know it. Because I'm saying, if you listen and then speak, you might actually learn something from the other person. This goes for anybody. And no matter what the situation is. But like I said, at the end of the day, I feel like there are other things that we could be doing other than doing this. You know, like I said, it really had me thinking about what I was seeing on TikTok. And I've seen a lot of other places I've seen the same thing, you know. But, I mean, like I said, I'm not concerned about who you're dating. I don't care if you've got kind of hairstyle you have. What I care about is what kind of person you are. I don't care about, and I'm not talking about Democrats, Republicans, liberal. I don't care about that because people are just people. Either you're good or you're bad. You're showing love or you're not. You're paying real respect or you're not. Like I said, at the end of what you need to do, when you're speaking to people about these kind of subjects, maybe we should try listening first before we go back and forth, before we get angry. Maybe we should try to listen to what's going on, because you never know what you can do by showing that kind of love and showing that kind of respect to somebody. Because you don't never know, you might be able to change that person's mind just by doing that. Even if you feel like they're wrong, they could be wrong. They probably are wrong. Honestly, they probably are wrong. Could be, I could be wrong right now in what I'm saying. But you know what? I still give somebody the opportunity to teach me something. Somebody to opportunity to teach me and for me to listen to somebody or something to let me know that. Because that door is always open. But if your door is not open to anything, how can you receive anything? How can you grow if your door is not open? I'm just saying. Think about that. Think about what I'm saying. And that's so serious right now. That is so serious. But look, that is it for me today. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today on this special bonus little episode that I have going on. So like I said, make sure you follow me on social media. Follow me on Twitter at SocietyComplex1. You can send me an email at SocietyComplex10@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook at Society Complex. And you can also find me on Instagram at Society_Complex. Comment, like, follow, subscribe. Let me know what you're thinking about this issue, what I just said on this podcast today. Okay? So, thank you so much. Like I said, Felicia, thank you for following me. Thank you for staying with me on my Wind Down Wednesdays, True Crime Chronicles, bonus breaking news, things like that. So, I will see you on Monday. Stay safe.